Hare Krishna. Okay. Some questions from devotees. Rasaprayana Das is asking about how in the Bhagavad Gita it says that by performing austerities in the mode of ignorance, one tortures the super soul. So what does it mean to torture the super soul who's beyond the touch of matter? Obviously, it's not that the super soul is physically pained by the austerities that people make, but because these austerities don't really further anyone's spiritual life, so super soul is pained by seeing the futility of living entities wasting their human form of life in concocted or made up so-called austerities. It's actually the Lord's heart is pained. And I was just reading a verse by Sanatana Goswami where he's saying a very similar thing in his explanation of the verse, but I can't remember which one it is now. He's saying how Krishna is pained to see that the whole universe is full of conditioned souls, and he therefore comes to deliver them. Okay, his next question is that at the time of death, if we remember Krishna, then we go to him. Does this mean going to the spiritual world directly, or where Krishna is engaging in his pastimes? And this is something I've probably spoken on quite a few times, but the answer is yes, the latter. We go where the universe, Krishna is exhibiting his pastimes, and then perfect ourselves there, and from there we continue on, and we go back home, back to Godhead. And then the last question that is not so clear, is it remembering Krishna mental exercise, or is it something past the stage of an arc of liberty? I think what it's really meaning, is it something that conditioned or liberated souls do? Here, Krishna's putting a hypothetical statement. In other words, anyone who can remember him, whether he's conditioned or liberated, Ajamil was a conditioned soul, and yet by some arrangement he remembered the Lord, not even directly, but indirectly. So, and therefore he was able to perfect himself and go back to Godhead. Obviously, a conditioned soul doesn't go back to Godhead in a conditioned state, but whatever happens in that statement of he comes to me, it will be somewhat different than what happens with a liberated soul who's purified of anaitas, as in the case of Ajamil. Ajamil then got the opportunity to go to Haridwar, and he performed devotional service, and then once again when he became pure at heart, the same Vishnu Buddhas came and they liberated him. And Amrita Sundari asks, how does one develop the determination to reject those things unfavorable for bhakti and accept those things favorable? And Krishna says, so very strict spiritual practice gives one both the intelligence as well as the spiritual strength to anukulina sankalpa patikulya vibhajana, accept that which is favorable and reject that which is unfavorable for practice. Otherwise, it's highly unlikely that a devotee will be able to do so, and rather he'll not reject unfavorable things but become contaminated by them, and that will compromise his spiritual practice. And Lakshmi, Devadasi asks about the spiritual master coming back to deliver the disciple. And does that mean that we already had a spiritual master in our last life? I don't know about her. It's not necessarily a rule of thumb. Should we be taking the initiation then if our spiritual master is coming to get us, which I don't know quite what it means. My understanding of Prabhupada's statement in this regard is twofold. One is that the spiritual master in person comes back, and the other one is that the original spiritual master, Krishna, comes back. In other words, it's the principle of Guru, and Guru, Krishna sends a spiritual master to deliver a devotee. Just as in the case of Gopkumar wasn't the spiritual master of the Mathura Brahmana, but nonetheless, Srimati Radharani sent him to deliver him. Did the Brahman have a spiritual master? And probably had spiritual master in that life. Otherwise, that's what brahminical life is all about. So, one way or another, one is certainly not a loser in spiritual life and Krishna consciousness. And should we go to taking initiation? Well, of course, because it's a principle of devotional service to take initiation, and what to speak of initiation, then one may also receive further guidance from other spiritual masters, from Siksha Gurus, and ultimately, Sakshatri Krena Samasta Shastri. We're seeing that Krishna is coming to us through these personalities, and we need to be intelligent enough to recognize when Krishna is coming to us and take the proper guidance or diksha as they bestow upon us. Hare Krishna.